It's 1:45 and you're listening to Observer Radio News. I'm your host, Joseph Jacobson. It's currently 17 degrees outside our East York studios. Now to our top story. The trial of disgraced Colonel Russell Williams has taken another turn. He's now facing 82 break and enter charges. It's now alleged that Williams may have stalked and entered the homes of the women he is accused of killing. According to the Toronto Star, many victims say they had no idea their homes were broken into until only recently, when they were notified by police. Williams hasn't entered a plea yet. His lawyers say it will take time to review the documents in light of the new charges. Williams is scheduled to appear in court by video link at the end of June. Tomorrow, the first phase of the harmonized sales tax will be implemented in Ontario. This means Ontarians will have to pay the 13% tax on goods and services used after the HSD is fully employed on July 1st. While Ontarians have accepted the new tax without much fuss, British Columbians are revolting against the HST. Petitions are being circulated to bring the issue to a referendum. Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty defends the tax, saying his government plans to cut personal taxes by the beginning of the new year. Now from taxes to taxis. Taxi ladies are a rare breed in the city of Toronto. Only 5% of cab drivers are female. But one taxi lady today speaks out about the inequalities she faces in the city. Fazia Karim, a 41-year-old immigrant from Bangladesh. Refused from work, leasing a car, and getting bank loans. It's been an uphill battle for her to cab. Karim says she feels the stigma of being a female driver is unwarranted.
I don't know why people stare at me when I'm driving taxi. If lady can drive a school bus, airplane, TTC, everything, train, tram, they don't look at them. And why am I sitting in the front of a taxi and they're really surprised to see me? I feel really shy.
Karim says that being a female cab driver has its challenges, but now the toughest part of the taxi business is across the board for both men and women, getting customers, as the high, tough economic times are hitting cabs hard. Now for a look at sports. For the first time in 3 years, the Toronto Rock are in the playoffs. The National Lacrosse League team finished the season with a winning 9-7 record. The Rock begin their postseason tomorrow night at the Air Canada Centre. They'll face off against the Buffalo Bandits. Game time is 7:30. And tonight, the Toronto Blue Jays host the Oakland Athletics in the second game of their four-game series. The Jays won last night's contest by a score of 6-3. Catcher John Buck was a big part of the victory, collecting three home runs. The game starts tonight just after 7 o'clock. And now for your Stanley Cup preview. Tonight, the Pittsburgh Penguins host the Montreal Canadiens in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Habs advance to the second round after upsetting the number one-seeded Washington Capitals in 7 games. The Habs will try to feed off of that momentum when they take on the defending champs tonight. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. And that's it for sports. Now let's take a look at the tabloids. Lindsay Lohan says she's taking her public image into her own hands. Lohan called up an LA radio station to try to set the record straight about her personal life. She refuted her father's claims that she's been a negative influence on her younger sister. And she also defended her partying lifestyle, saying that it's not a crime to have fun with your friends. And there's a good chance that Bret Michaels won't remember his brain aneurysm. A brain doctor told People magazine that most victims of brain hemorrhages can't recall their hospitalization. This is because doctors usually sedate their patients when undergoing treatment. Also, blood in the brain is known to cause confusion. That's all the news for now. For more, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Joseph Jacobson. Have a great afternoon.